At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, statistically, we have one of the highest ages in the world for having our first child. So why do we have so many older mothers here? And what are the potential challenges? I'm joined in studio now by Dr. Mary Wingfield, Clinical Lead in Fertility Services with the HSE. Mary, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Why do you think this is so?
It's multifaceted, I suppose, like everything, but it's mainly a societal trend. We know that all around the developed world, people are having their children later. And I think the studies show that the most important thing for women is that they haven't met somebody with whom they want to have a baby by the time they get into their mid-30s. And I think that's really important.
So it's a lack of a partner is
I think it's really important
problem.
To get the message. This is not just about women, it's about men as well. And I think young men aren't really aware. Young women are becoming aware of the issue, but I think young men are not as aware. And everybody is leaving school later. We've got transition year, which has great advantages, but it means everybody is at least a year older. A lot of children start school later than they did when I was growing up.
And
we had 3-4 year olds going into school. Now a lot of them are 5. So it's all the age of leaving school is getting pushed along. Then
so you leave school at 18 or even 19.
Exactly.
Then you go 4 years in a primary degree and then another year maybe doing a master's.
Yeah. So and then people want to go travelling.
And they want to go travel.
Half of Ireland is gone. All our young people, all our young doctors, our young teachers, they're all travelling at the moment. So having children is getting pushed and pushed and pushed. Yeah.
Well, in fairness, you're not going to be able to travel once you have the babies. I mean, it's a different kind of travel.
That's true. Yeah. So I think I'm not saying everybody should change their whole lifestyle, but people do need to be thinking about it and they need to be planning it in there that really by the time they're getting to 30, they men and women need to be seriously thinking about if they want to have children. Mm. Studies show that if you want to have a 90% chance of having 3 children, you need to start trying when you're 28 as a woman.
That's it, 28. Yeah. Otherwise,
and men need to know that if they, you know, it's not just about the woman, because if they end up not meeting somebody until they're in their 40s, they're likely to meet a woman who's closer in her 40s, and those men are going to be sitting in an IVF clinic having IVF. So it's, you know, I really do think men need to be aware of this as well.
I wonder, have these dating apps anything to do with the whole, you know, you talk about societal change where, you know, people play the field a lot more and they know that with a swipe one way or the other, they're going to find, the far off hills are greener. They try another one and another one and they don't actually make a real attempt to form relationships, and particularly the men.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a relationship expert, but God knows. But, you know, definitely something has changed in our society.
Now, let's talk about what happens to fertility in both men and women, because there are rules under the government scheme which allows one cycle of IVF. There are rules, age rules, that apply.
Yeah. And the reason for that is it's all based on medical facts, I suppose. And it's not based on societal changes. It's based on medical facts that we know that women are most fertile in their 20s. And once they get into their 30s, their fertility starts going down. And as they get into their late 30s, that gets even starts going down even faster. And the rate of so one of the things is women are born with their eggs. So a 38-year-old egg is just not as healthy as a 28-year-old egg. So,
so the prospect of having a successful pregnancy,
goes down.
The potential for miscarriage rises.
Exactly. Yeah. So the egg itself isn't as fertile. And then even if it does lead to a pregnancy, things are more likely to go wrong. So there's a higher risk of miscarriage. If a woman is over 40, there's nearly a 50% chance of miscarriage with any pregnancy. And the risk of fetal abnormalities, chromosomal problems, they all increase as well.
So what about men? What is the health of the sperm until what age?
Yeah. So, I mean, we all know that men can conceive children in their 80s. And I suppose a lot of men hang on
to that. De Niro and all of those people.
But we know that fertility starts going down at 40 for men, and then significantly after 50. And I suppose more and more now, more research is being done on older men, and we know that miscarriage goes up with as men get older as well, and developmental, you know, fetal anomalies, and particularly developmental disorders seem to be higher in children of older men. So we know, say, for
But there was an expression, an old man's child is a wise child. Do you remember that expression?
No, I don't.
I don't know what it came from, but it was one of those perhaps old husband's tales rather than an old wife's tale.
Yeah, I would prefer to see, you know, that child learning from an older grandfather rather than an older father. Yeah. You know, I think that's another important issue, that, you know, if we want children to know their grandparents and to have time to live with their grandparents, then pushing it is...
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
It's not good.
Yeah. So the question of the rules, at what age?
Sorry, to go back to the HSE. Yeah. So I think it's absolutely fantastic that since the last September, we now have some public funding for
IVF. It's a start.
Yeah. It's not enough, but by no means is it enough, but it certainly is a start. So the cutoff for women is women have to be under 40. So under 41 when they're referred by their GP. So the maximum age is 40. And for men, the maximum age is 59. So they have to be under 60.
Okay, so it's talking about 40 and 60 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the difference in...
And the reason is because the success rate is lower. So, it's not just down to finances, but the success rate is lower. So you're less likely to be successful. You're going to have to go through more treatments. You're more likely to end up with a miscarriage. And then the risks of pregnancy as women get older are higher as well.
Yeah. Now, the particular risks in pregnancy, are you more likely to have preeclampsia, gestational diabetes, those kind of things?
Yeah. So again, our bodies, I suppose, are made to be having children when we're younger.
Yeah.
And this, I suppose, the other important thing to mention is just egg freezing, because again, younger women at the moment are, you know, thinking about freezing eggs a lot, and egg freezing is a great advantage. It's fantastic, but it doesn't solve everything, and it doesn't stop the fact that your body is still getting older. Even if you've got eggs frozen since you were 35, if you're now 40, 45, you're more likely to have things like ovarian cysts, things like fibroids, God forbid.
But is the 45-year-old body, if you've got frozen eggs and you have an embryo, is it capable of...
It is, absolutely.
So that's not the problem?
It's not the major problem, but there are, you know, I've seen women who, you know, women are more likely to get breast cancer in their 40s, all those other things. So the eggs are fine because they've been frozen, but your body is aging at the same time.
And the recovery, of course, for a younger woman is much quicker after pregnancy, you know, getting their body back to fitness and so on, much quicker.
I mean, pregnancy takes a huge toll on a woman's body, and looking after children takes a big toll on your energy as well. So again, the older we get, the harder it is to do
now,
those things.
We mentioned societal aspects to this, and one of them would be housing, of course, that people often want to be stable in their housing before they start to have a family.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, because housing is
massive. And it's particularly bad in Ireland. Childcare is, our childcare doesn't compare well with other EU countries. So those supports for people who want to have children young.
Imagine people having to decide, can we afford another baby because of the childcare costs? I mean, that's it's outrageous, really, isn't it?
Yeah. No, we really need to improve on that score.
One of the studies I saw in the Lancet, I think it was, I was reading a kind of a synopsis of it yesterday, that Britain is going to depend on immigration to keep its economy going for the rest of this century, because people are not having enough children. They're not having any, you know, it's one or two children per family. That's it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not, you know, in high and middle income countries, we're not producing enough children to replace our own population. And we're all living older, so we need more care as we get older. This has been recognised for a long, long time. And it's one of the reasons why we should be funding fertility treatments and IVF and things like that. There are lots of studies showing that the money you spend on creating those children gets paid back 20, 30 times in that child's lifetime in terms of them paying taxes and contributing to society.
At the moment, it's one cycle of IVF is provided by the HSE?
Yeah, now at least it's one what we call a complete cycle. So compared to other countries where you might just get the fresh cycle where you collect the woman's eggs, put them with sperm and make embryos, then some couples, if they're lucky, they will have embryos to freeze. So if their first embryo doesn't work, they can come back and use frozen embryos. So the funding, the state funding, covers the use of those embryos as well. So frozen cycles as well, until such time as the couple
until you've exhausted the embryos
or you have a child. Yeah.
All right. How do people find out more about this, Mary?
The HSE website has lots of information about the new programme. The way it works is people go to their GP. Their GP refers them to, we have 6 regional hubs now around the country, 3 in Dublin and 1 in Cork.
Okay, now it's too early for us to know how successful this programme will be. We'll have to wait a number of years before we get
feedback. Yeah, but we know already that over 400 people have been referred for IVF already. So it's not perfect, but it's certainly having a big impact for people.
400 referred, and maybe we'll talk to you in a year's time and you tell us how many pregnancies.
There are some very early pregnancies. Okay. We have to wait until we have some babies, but it certainly is working.
Very good. Dr. Mary Wingfield, Clinical Lead in Fertility Services with the HSE. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.